personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I'm cold.
All that matters in horse racing is the Triple Crown. Am I right? The Triple Crown. Some horse won the Kentucky Derby, and then he has a chance at the Triple Crown. That's the headlines, that's the talk, that's the buzz. Every year, as long as I can remember. Dating back to when horse racing mattered a lot more then than it does now. Well, Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. A big long shot. What was it, 80-1? And then he sat out the Preakness. He opted out of the second race of the Triple Crown because he needed rest. That's what his trainer said. Yo, how do you know when a horse is tired? Did he whisper back? It ruined the Preakness, unless you're a junkie gambler like Edzo. Rich Strike wasn't tired. Rich Strike's a coward. Make him into glue and dog food. Yo, Rich Strike, guess what?
You just made the list.
The list brought to us by Armstrong Comfort Solutions and by Matt Mertz Plumbing. I believe Rich Strike is the first horse to make the list, and maybe the first animal of any kind to make the list. We've been talking about Malkin versus Letang. I'll expand on that. I'll give you some facts in just a couple seconds now. We've been talking about Tiger and him just looking horrible at the PGA. 9-over on Saturday, didn't participate Sunday. I said, if he's going to golf, that's fine. You can't make him not, even though he's Willie Mays with the Mets and Michael Jordan with the Wizards. But don't make him the focus of the coverage. Don't make him the lead to every update on every sports network. That's not good for the game. It's not fair to the guys who are playing well. It's a sport, kind of. It's not entertainment tonight. That Saturday, the little bit I saw, because I didn't want to watch, that was UGL friggin' Y. You know, at the Masters, you could kind of play the brave card. He's out there gimping around, and he's doing his very best. Yo, on Saturday at the PGA, he was gimping around, but he was just hacking. He was just hacking. Everything was gone. Everything was bad. Everything looked dunzo. But let's get to the talk about Letang versus Malkin. I believe right now it may look as if they can retain either Letang or Malkin. Okay, if you keep one of them, even at, you know, the inflated price it would take, especially to keep Letang, you know, you got a playoff team. Not a Stanley Cup contender, but apparently that's not a big concern. Apparently they're not going to quote-unquote rebuild. But if you're going to keep one, and I got a poll up on my Twitter, at Mark Madden X, but if you're going to keep one, you should keep Letang. Malkin is a spent force 5-on-5. I don't know, maybe his knee's not all the way back. Maybe it never will be. Malkin had just 22 even strength points in 41 games. He was minus 10. He made a lot of mistakes, and he just won't adjust his game to being 35 years old. He's still okay on the power play, but not really in the playoffs, am I right? The Penguins won 20 and lost 14 before Malkin returned. Winning percentage of 58.8. They won 29 and lost 26. That includes playoffs. 29 and 26 after he returned. That's a winning percentage of 52.7. And just like I 100% told you was going to happen, when Malkin came back, the team's 200-foot structure and discipline weren't the same. And Malkin's freelancing because he plays the way he wants to. That trickled down to others, especially Letang. So I'm keeping Letang over Malkin if that's the choice. Letang's a more important player than Malkin. Letang is currently a better player than Malkin. Letang played almost 26 minutes per game, had 68 points. That's a career best. He played 78 games, only missed four. Malkin missed half the season. Letang and Malkin are the same age. But Letang is in much better shape and definitely more dedicated to the maintenance thereof. Letang is more likely to see out a long-term contract ineffective fashion. How could you possibly say otherwise? Now, both guys can be mistake-prone, but Letang has more ability to cover up for his errors. If you lose Letang, who's the number one defenseman? The defensive core falls apart. What John Marino don't make me gag. Letang does everything. He skates, he hits, he carries, he moves the puck. Letang's the number one defenseman. There ain't no number one defenseman if he ain't in Pittsburgh. You know who the second line center is if Malkin's not here? Somebody else. Now, Malkin might be more affordable. Letang's going to be more in demand, which is going to confirm everything I've said right now. Now, Letang's more mercenary, no question. Malkin's more likely to come down from what he wants. But let me tell you this for sure. When Letang hits free agency, he's gone. Highest bidder, period. If you want to re-sign Letang, you got to do it ASAP. 412-333-WXDX. By the way, I'll be reading that same monologue almost word for word to open tomorrow's show because the people listening now won't be listening at 3 p.m. That's how you do radio. 412-333-WXDX, the number to call. We got a poll up on Twitter. Let's check the results thereof so far. I think it might be expired. If you could only keep one, who would you keep? Malkin or Letang? Right now, boy, the voters making a lot of sense. 86% saying Letang, 14% saying Malkin. So you do watch the games. And that's with 5,600 people responding, and that's a lot of people, too. Let's go now to Brad in Virginia. Brad, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, so I just wanted to get your opinion on Vinny Trocheck contract, what that would look like. I mean, I'm all for getting rid of Malkin just because he's declining.
Now, you see, I don't want to say get rid of Malkin. Because that implies that he's this cancer you have to cut out. He's not that. He's just not the player you want to give the kind of money to that he desires.
Yeah, so if Trocheck, like, that's the guy I would like, what do you think a contract for him looks like? Do you think he takes a hometown discount or no?
No, I don't. I think it's Vince's best chance ever to cash in. He's 28 years old. I would say his average annual value comes in somewhere at 6.5 maybe.
Still pretty good though.
And that's more than Rust. But let me ask you this. Say Malkin wants 7 per year. What would you rather have, Malkin at 7 or Trocheck at 6.5?
I'm taking Trocheck just because Malkin's declining.
And let's say you could get Trocheck for a lower figure if you gave him 5 years. What if you could get Trocheck at 5.5 times 5?
It's a great deal right there.
Not a great deal, but I could live with that. So, but I don't know. I don't have a good feel for what Trocheck is going to get. Let me look up very quickly what he's making right now. Well, he's making 5.25 mil right now, average annual value. So, no, you'd have to give him at least 6, maybe 6.5.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. No, I'm all for keeping Tanger. Like I love Gino.
And don't get me wrong, I am not, you know, saying we have to get Vince Trocheck. I'd like to see it, but if he's unaffordable, get the next best guy. Let's go to Rick on the Parkway. Rick, you're on with Double M.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Thanks.
So do you think Malkin has any loyalty to Letang has any loyalty to Malkin and the core group that he would not sign if they don't sign Malkin?
Absolutely not. Because if you have that kind of loyalty, okay, let's say Letang won't stay in Pittsburgh unless they keep Malkin. Is Montreal going to sign Malkin too?
Right.
You know, so absolutely not. Letang's a mercenary, and I say that in the best possible way.
I mean, and for the record, I'd definitely keep Letang over Malkin.
Vote in the poll, at Mark Madden next. Let's go to John in the car. John, you're on with Double M.
What up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, I think you're spot on. I think you're going to keep Tanger, though, at somewhere between 8 and 9, assuming he'll sign for that.
I think you'd have to give him 5 by 9.
And I think he'd be one of those defensemen that could play into his into his late 30s and still be super effective. I think we're spending too much money on the blue line. I think you got to trade somebody.
I have more confidence that Letang could be effective for the length of a 5-year contract than I do that Geno could be effective for the length of a 3-year contract.
I completely agree. And I just think I love Malkin. I just don't think he's part of the problem when it comes to the style we're playing in Pittsburgh right now. Right, wrong, or indifferent, he just is.
No question. He wants to promulgate the way they've played forever. You know, he wants to just keep playing the way they're playing, even though they're not equipped to do so. Then again, so does Sid. Then again, so does Sullivan. Thank you for the call. Yeah, and that guy was right about getting, one thing I would do is I would trade Dumoulin or Pettersson or I'd keep Mike Matheson. So those are your left-sided defensemen. I'd trade Pettersson or Dumoulin and just make POJ a regular, period. Make him a regular, period. Okay, we got a bunch of guys on hold. We'll get to them in a moment. It's the Mark Madden Show at 105.9.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
You live by the ass, you die by the ass.
Well, I wanted to see what your thoughts were on that subject.
Wait a minute. Prostitution's illegal?
The X at 105.9.
Greg from Succession doing ads for Uber Eats in which he's eating scotch tape. Swear to God, check it out. We've been talking about Malkin versus Letang. If you could keep one, which would it be? And it strikes me that may turn out to be the choice. Can't keep both. That would kill your cap. You could still make some reasonable moves after keeping Rust and either Letang or Malkin. That's the debate. Chime in at 412-333-WXDX. Sean tweets, Letang is the ultimate pro, stays in shape, doesn't miss games, passionate, talented. I just can't think of any negative to his game. He may want a change of scenery, though. We assume everyone wants to stay. Well, Sean, Letang wants the most money. Now, if you can get him before he goes to free agency with an offer like $9 million per year over 5 years, maybe he buys that, but Letang wants the most money. That's just how it is. If he gets to free agency, he's going to the highest bidder, which means he's gonzo. Because if the Penguins were going to get into a bidding war over Chris Letang, they would sign him before he ever gets to free agency if they wanted him that badly. If they wanted him regardless of price is probably a better way to put it. Okay, here's more breaking news. Florida and Tampa, game 4 is tonight. The Panthers trying to avoid a sweep. Joe Thornton's going to play. He's 57 years old and has never won a Stanley Cup, so he's just the guy that can turn Florida's playoff around. And it's being said now that a bunch of Panthers players were out late last night at a strip club in Tampa. To which I say, well, of course they were. They're down 3-0. They know it's all over. And Tampa is the American capital of strip clubs. Not like when the Tanga Lounge was open. The Tanga Lounge closed. I don't even know how to describe it, what went on there. But some pretty crazy things go on at Mons Venus, too, which is where I'm guessing those guys were at. And there's some place right across the street from Mons Venus, as I recall, that was pretty intriguing as well. So that story, totally believable. Let's go to Cody in Ohio. Cody, you're on with Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Cody.
I want to talk about the Malkin and the Letang. I think we should keep Malkin for sure.
Okay, why?
Because the cap, will help our team rebuild.
Oh, okay, now hold it. What are you assuming Malkin wants? Are you assuming Letang wants a lot more than Malkin?
Obviously, yes.
No, Well, how do you know that? I mean, I don't know that.
From his performance from Letang. It's Letang versus Malkin. Malkin's been how many injuries prone and everything.
Okay, so. Yeah, you're describing why you would pay somebody what you would pay them. You have no knowledge of what they would want. Let me ask you this. Who would you rather have? Malkin, 3 years, $7 million a year, or Letang, 5 years, $9 million a year?
Probably Malkin. Still,
really?
Yeah, just to help with their offense. Their offense is...
Okay, yeah. Okay. Who plays defense then? Who's the top defense pair if Letang leaves?
You either got to bump up Matheson or somebody.
Matheson's left-handed. You should have some vague idea of what can and should be done before you enter into a conversation like this. Matheson's left-handed. So who's the top pair right-handed defenseman? Let me make it as clear as I can.
I don't know.
Yep, that's right. You don't. Let's go to Lou on Neville Island. Lou, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, the top pair defenseman is going to come from outside the organization. You're going to put Matheson on the top of the left.
At what price?
You're going to be able to find somebody that's going to score 0 points all year. You'll spend about $5-6 million. But you can't keep Malkin at this point because Carter's here, because you're way too old at center. So that Malkin.
Oh, that's true too. If you keep Malkin, your centers at the start of next year are 38, 36, and 35.
And you said that a lot, and I agree with that. I would prefer to keep Malkin, but at this point you can't. And if you kept Malkin and Carter wasn't signed, you could go get and spend money on like a really good third line center with the understanding
if Carter wasn't signed and you let Malkin go, you would have no problem getting Vince Trocheck.
Yeah, you could. Well, I'm not going to go there because you'll disagree with it. But I
want
to say this
about
Letang.
Go ahead. You're allowed to disagree with me.
You could almost have Trocheck and Malkin if Carter wasn't here and you didn't bring back Letang.
You almost could, but Vince Trocheck's not going to come here to be a third line center either.
I know, but I think he would have to understand that really he would be the second line center.
Yeah, he wouldn't understand that. He wouldn't trust that. Would you trust Evgeny Malkin to get less playing time than Vince Trocheck in Pittsburgh?
I think late in games when you need to hold the lead, it would be a no-brainer.
Okay,
you're right.
Mike Sullivan's going to bench Evgeny Malkin for Vince Trocheck.
I didn't say bench him, but lessen his – but I want to talk about Letang real quick before I run out of time.
Go ahead.
In the playoffs, he's just not good enough defensively to warrant that much money. And
well, he has been. He wasn't great this year, but – how many guys weren't great this year?
But in his last 4 years, he's a -8 in 21 games with only 11 points.
I got to tell you, when you've lost four straight playoff series, being -8 in 21 playoff games probably puts you among the team leaders.
I don't know. Malkin was a +3 this year, and you hated his game. But real quick on Letang's contract, why can't you tell him and say, we'll give you 6 years at 8.5 and front load it. It won't change the AAV, but it'll give him money in his pocket now. Fenway can afford that. Pay him, who cares, $15 million the first year. That gets him money now, and stretch it out and say, we can't pay you more than Sid, but we'll add an extra year on it and front load it. And then it's a little more doable.
I don't have a problem with that. Whether he'd go for it, I don't know, but I don't have a problem with that.
You can't pay him more than Sid, in my
opinion.
Sure you can.
Sure you can. Sure you can. No, you can pay him more than Sid. Inflation figures in. I mean, Sid signed that deal when he signed that deal. You can't make a deal that Sid signed, 10 years ago? That he signed 10 years ago. You can't make that an artificial ceiling on contracts you're giving out in 2022. You just cannot do that. Okay, we got a bunch of calls on hold. We'll get to them in a moment. We're talking Letang versus Malkin. Who would you keep if you could only keep one? And it may come to that. 105.9.
And now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
Hey, Double M, big fan, man.
Thanks.
If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself? I would. I'd be delicious.
Ditto.
VX at 105.9.
We talked earlier to Brian Russ. We talked also about the deal he got, which is 6 years, total figure of $30.75 million. Average annual value of 5.125, and Russ left some money on the table, but he wanted to be a one-team, one-guy type of career. He wanted to keep playing with Sid. He's happy in Pittsburgh. There's a lot to be said for all of that. And, you know, until you get to free agency, You might think you know what you're going to get, but when your old team offers you a deal like Russ got, you know that for sure. And Russ has been a great scorer for the Penguins for the past 3 years. He was a bottom six before that, but he just keeps figuring it out and getting better. He's had 73 goals in 171 games over his last three seasons. And yeah, Crosby helped those numbers grow, but somebody got to play with Crosby. And if you do, do it well, and Russ does. Now, it's not turning the page on that old gang of mine like I kind of hoped the Penguins would do in free agency. Clearly, their plan is to just make the playoffs with the old gang. And if that's what they want, then sign Letang. I think they might. Not sure. Not clear on what Letang wants and if he would accept, I don't know, 5x9 from the Penguins. But the Penguins without Malkin, but with pretty much everybody else, even without Raquel if he leaves, are definitely a playoff team. If your goal is to extend the playoff run to 17 seasons, then you bring back Letang. And that's the big debate on the show currently. If you could keep Letang or Malkin, who would you keep? I got a poll up on the Mark Madden Twitter account, Mark Madden X. Right now, the vote is overwhelmingly in favor of keeping Letang over Malkin. But you can chime in now by dialing 412-333-WXDX. We've been talking about the Steelers' quarterback situation, how it'll play out, who will get the snaps. I think they've already decided who the starter is, and he'll get the majority of the snaps. You can't have a competition among two guys who have never played for this team or in this system. There aren't enough snaps to go around, not enough time to do it in. So no matter what Tomlin says about that, I call BS. I think they know what their plan is, and it wouldn't shock me if it was Trubisky starts the season when the schedule is tight and tough, and then he gets relieved by Pickett after about six games. That's not what I would do. I would just start Pickett, but that's what I predict is going to happen. And the Peter King thing, we just found out we're going to have Pete on tomorrow. Peter King, America's top football writer, ranked the Steelers 23rd in his power ratings for right now. Admittedly, a long time till the season starts. And he said if it wasn't for Mike Tomlin being the coach, he'd pick them to go 5-12. Let's go to Dave in Bethel Park. Dave, you're on with Double M.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? It's no brainer. And I like your term 9-5. You try to front load, then you lose the money that you gain on Malkin. And so, my question to you is,
well, no, but isn't the cap hit average annual value, or did they change that?
Well, it's average, but we're talking 15 mil as opposed to 9.
Well, I just know I would give him an average annual value of $9 million, and I don't think Letang would care when he gets it.
Right. I
think Letang legitimately plans on playing 5 more years, not getting a contract for 5 more years, but playing 5 more years. And there's no reason to believe he can't do it, looking at his conditioning and the fact that he only missed 4 games this past year.
Right, and he can do it also. Hey, my question to you is this. What are you going to do with the rest of this defense? Marino, Pedersen.
Well, I would trade either Pedersen or Dumoulin and give POJ a season on the left side. And I don't think Marino's tradable. I think you could get pretty good return for Dumoulin because I think people would see him as a real good player who's had just the one season, and I'd be sad to see him go. But if you can't move on from Brian Dumoulin, then you just can't move on at all. And on the right side, I mean, Ruedel's a good bottom pair guy. I have no problem with that. And you got Letang and Marino. I mean, could you trade Marino? I don't know. I think his flaws have been very evident these past two seasons.
No, I don't think he's tradable. Yeah, you get low value for him if he's tradable. Hey, what about that guy that they'd stuck, the Finn that they'd stuck down in Wilkes-Barre? What is it, Risky Rulea, the Finn? What do you think of him?
On defense?
Yeah.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Let's go to Jeff in Mount Lebanon. Jeff, you're on with Double M.
Mr. DeGuzma, thanks for taking the call.
Or hola.
Hey,
tonight's Better Call Saul.
I would go absolutely with Letang. I just think it's been shown time and time again, especially over the last 3 or 4 years. whenever Geno's out, the way they play, and then whenever he comes back, the way they play. I mean, he's still capable of making some big plays and having a good game here or there, but he's just not the long term.
Well, it's like I said earlier.
Letang still can be.
It's like I said earlier. Before Geno returned, the Penguins won 20 and lost 14. After he returned, they won 29 and lost 26. That's a winning percentage of 588 versus 527. And I think the weakening of their structure once Geno returned was visibly evident.
And I think that winning percentage, too, I think the teams that they played changed. I mean, they won some games against some crap teams whenever he came back. And I think it was even more of a drop-off, you know, in their play that maybe wasn't reflected in their winning percentage, too.
I'm sure the Geno Maniacs will parse and finagle until they find a reason that they were better with Geno.
I'm a Geno fan. I like Malkin, but he's just passed the sell by date.
Oh, I'm a fan of Geno too. It's just time. See, I'm just concerned about the team. I'm not concerned about what name and number I have on the jersey I wear to the games.
Agreed.
Thank you for the call. Let's go now to Jim on the North Shore. Jim, you're on with Double M.
Hey, what's up, Mark? I just think it's a rough one, you know. It's hard to win a cup. I mean, you look back to the two ones that we had, it was basically the perfect storm of, you know, young guys coming up, and then, you know, we made some great trades for, you know, guys who weren't working out on their teams, like Cole, like Schultz, and, you know, it's just tough to see Geno just walk, you know, and or potentially Letang too, so.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I mean, you know, Lemieux retired and the Penguins still had a team and, in fact, won two cups since then. Three cups.
You know, you look at it too, like, just getting nothing back for them. Like, you know, what are you going to do? If you sign Letang, maybe you could trade him too in a year or two. You know, who knows?
Well, I'm sure he would get a no movement clause, at least limited, probably even no movement period given, you know, his age, but
I'm sure. I just, you know, free agency, you know, we never win, you know, you get like Jack Johnson or something.
Well, don't forget, I've been going to the game since I was 6 years old, since the first year of the franchise. And, you know, I had to get over when Andy Bathgate left. Okay. Yeah. Life moves on. Time marches on and you got to do what's best for the logo. All that matters is the logo. Now, to be fair, definitely, I'm not sure keeping all the old guys and bringing back the same team, basically, that's lost in the first round in each of the last 4 years. I'm not sure that's what's best for the logo, but if they're going to bring back X amount of guys, it should be Letang and not Malkin. Thank you for the call. Time now to Ask Mark Anything. All you got to do to Ask Mark Anything is dial 412-333-WXDX. Dial 412-333-WXDX and Ask Mark Anything. 105.9.
And now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
Hey, Mark, great show as always.
When you got a young trophy wife, owes money to... I can't even quote the Big Lebowski right. Goodbye.
DX at 105.9.
Time not to Ask Mark Anything. Let's go to Damon. Damon, Ask Mark Anything.
Hey, Mark, have you ever seen the movie Van Wilder, and what's your opinion of it?
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago. I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's this uproarious... That's a National Lampoon brand movie, right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds played in it.
Yeah, I don't think it is among the best things that National Lampoon's ever done, but I think it's pretty good.
Tara Reid was smoking hot back in that day, wasn't she?
She definitely was, but I'm not sure that causes me to reevaluate the quality of the movie. Let's go to Joe and Butler. Joe, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, how you doing, Mark? I just saw Katie K break the news that Dwayne Haskins was drunk. And I'm just wondering, what's your take on that? What do you think of them breaking the news?
I don't think it makes what happened any less tragic. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff the Flagman. Jeff, Ask Mark Anything.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Terrific.
Mark, I was wondering, under the current football commissioner, do you think the integrity of the NFL games are in serious jeopardy because of the increased association with Las Vegas?
No.
I mean, there's the
no.
team, there's the casino logos on uniforms.
Okay, which part of no don't you get? Why do you think the integrity is in jeopardy?
because it's so closely associated with Las Vegas.
Okay, I mean, and how will that lack of integrity manifest itself and actually affect the games?
Gambling, influencing the players.
So you think games can be fixed?
Exactly.
Okay, so you think these players who make how many millions would compromise the opportunity to keep making how many millions to fix a game? Once the players started making millions, fixing the games was an impossibility. You would have to do it through the refs. And I see no evidence of that happening. But you're not going to get players to fix the games at the rate they're being paid. It goes back to in the old-time Vegas casinos, they used to run the games crooked, okay? They used to have, you know, dealers, you know, who were mechanics that would cheat. Why did they stop doing that? Why did they stop doing that? Why did the casino stop cheating?
Well, because I guess they didn't have to, you know?
That's exactly right. There was more money to be made by playing it straight. For the players, no matter how much Las Vegas and the casinos and the gambling industry, specifically online casinos, forget about Vegas, we're talking about FanDuel and so forth, no matter how much they put sponsorship money into football, there's more money to be made by everybody involved by playing it straight, except the referees. And I think that would be more easy to figure out if it happened.
Mark, one thing I admire you for was that you really don't endorse these gambling ads.
Oh, sure I do. I love Bet Rivers. I love Rivers Casino. I go to casinos all the time. I gamble all the time.
I know that.
You know, I do endorse it. I endorse Rivers Casino. Go, if you were any kind of a man with a set of testicles, you'd go online and make a bet right now, sir.
I'm not a betting man. Sorry, Mark.
You're not really a man then. Let's go to John in the truck. John, ask Mark anything.
Hey, Mark, if you had one game with the Penguins and your life depended on it, who would be your starting six?
For who? For the Penguins.
Yep.
First off, I would try to position myself for a hockey game when determine whether I live or die.
Well, hypothetical.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Can I move a center to wing?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would pick Lemieux, Crosby, and Jágr up front. I would pick Paul Coffey and Larry Murphy on defense. And I would pick Marc-Andre Fleury in goal.
Wow, the only one that surprises me is Larry Murphy, but damn good team.
Well, who would you pick on defense?
I'd take Letang.
Yeah, I changed it. You know what? But you see, I couldn't pair Letang and Coffey.
Oh, okay. You're getting into it deeper than I did, my man.
I couldn't pair Letang and Coffey. Maybe I'd go with Letang and Ulf. But I hate to leave Letang off the team. I'm going to go with Letang and Ulf instead.
Good team. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Leaves the line open at 412-333-WXDX. I can't wait to go to Vegas. I spent a lot of time online looking at different stuff to do in Vegas for upcoming trips, in particular new restaurants, stuff like that. You know where it has great restaurants? It's like kind of a off-the-radar casino, but it is on the Strip. It's down at the Caesars Palace. Then is the Link. Used to be Imperial Palace. The Link, I've stayed there. I like that place, and some of the new recently opened restaurants they're coming up with look fantastic. Let's go to Al in Atlantic City. Al, I'll be at Atlantic City. Al, do you live there?
Yes.
Can you get me into Cafe 2825, the Italian place?
Don't know. I know the Irish pub.
Thanks, Al. What do you want?
All right. You remember Bob Prince and one of the craziest announcers and Myron Cope. Do you have any stories?
Yeah, I did not get along with Myron Cope at all. I did not like him.
Why?
Because he was an abuser of power in his position, constantly rude, a phony compared to how he was on mic. I just didn't like him.
What about Bob Prince?
I met the Gunner a few times when I was very young. I liked him a great deal. And his announcing style, not his style so much, but he was a big influence on me insofar as he taught me it was important to get the city with you, to get people to not necessarily like you, but really understand you and for you to be a part of it and to get out and about. I learned that from Mike Lang, too. Mike Lang more so. Mike was a more daily influence on me because I've listened to him more. I've been around him more. Mike always taught me by his act it was important to get out and be in the public eye and be one of the people. And I learned that to some degree from the Gunner as well.
Okay, quick question. The immaculate reception, was that catch legitimate?
Illegal. Totally illegal. Franco's a cheater.
Wow. Really?
Absolutely. I saw it from a different angle. Franco clearly trapped the ball. In fact, I think from the angle I saw, it looked like the ball literally bounced to Franco.
Well, I thought that question was it simultaneous a deflection? I never knew he trapped
the ball. That's true, too. That's true as well. The ball bounced directly from a Steeler to a Steeler. I saw that. A guy named Zapruder shot a tape, and you could see it very clearly, both things, the trap and the bounce.
Honest answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Dan and Scott. Dan, ask Mark anything.
Hey, Double M, I got a Liverpool question for you. Who needs to be the best red on Saturday for them to win the Champions League?
It's a good question. Madrid's really fast up front, and they have Benzema in the middle, who's a great finisher. I think Virgil van Dijk has to be the best. What do you think?
That's a good answer. I'm going to go with Trent because he's got to be good on D and on.
Well, that's what funny you say that because even though I thought Trent mostly played a good game yesterday and no harm done because we beat Wolves anyway, but Trent was wholly responsible on that first goal 2 minutes in because he just shut down. He didn't follow his guy.
Good stuff, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you. By the way, we had some guy call before talk about that Finnish defenseman in the minors. He was thinking of Juuso Riikola, who played a number of games in Pittsburgh over his tenure in the organization, but I think he's A, out of contract, and B, off the radar. I answered a question before. If some guy said, if you had to pick an all-time Penguin six to play for your life, who would you pick? And I said my front line would be Lemieux, Crosby, and Jager. And a guy named Sylvester tweets, who would you put at center? Crosby. Because Lemieux played wing late in his first career. If you'll recall his line in 95-96 when the Penguins made it to the conference final against Florida, the line was Francis at center, Jager at right wing, and Lemieux on left wing. They called that line, I believe, the Score Lords. Was that 95-96 or when that Lemieux's last season proper for his first career anyway, 96-97? I forget. But Lemieux has played left wing. No question about that. And Lemieux would sometimes cheat up the rink, which is the same as playing wing. I'm not blaming him. Got a lot of results. Let's hit the music. Almost did it yesterday, fellas. Almost did it. Let's get him on Sunday. Good talk. See you out there. 105.9 The X.